The following is a presentation of Learfield IMG College.
Live from the claims at First and Main in Blacksburg, this is Tech Talk Live. Tonight's show is presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First and Main, Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. Now, here's your host, John Laser.
Hello once again, Hokies. Welcome to Tech Talk Live as the Hokies enter their bye week. No bye weeks for Mike Burnup. That's in his contract. Will be forever. He is at my side. I'm John Laser. To my other side is head coach Justin Fuente. And we thank you, coach, as always, for your time this Monday. And we bring you in, of course, with the news of the day that you announced earlier today, the addition of a well-known name in college football, Jerry Kill. It brought together all of my followers on Twitter from Minnesota and Virginia Tech. They're all very excited about it. I know you are as well. Can you just tell everyone how this came about, how his addition will help the staff, help the program, and help you personally?
Well, I've known Coach Kill for a long time, coached against him when he was the head coach at Southern Illinois and I was the offensive coordinator at Illinois State. And then when I left there, I took a job at TCU for Gary Patterson, and Gary and Jerry just happened to be best friends. So we kind of continued our relationship through our time there. When Coach Kill would come down to TCU sometimes to visit and that sort of stuff. And then, you know, have just kind of kept in touch. And then when he was out of coaching, I thought it would be a good idea to ask him if he had any interest in coming down during fall camp and just watching and observing. And I told him, he just stayed at our house and I've done this before in spring ball with other coaches, but I always think it's good to get another set of eyes on everything, like what we're doing, how we're doing things, just kind of evaluate our practice schedule and players and all that sort of stuff. And he agreed graciously to come spend a couple days, and we got to spend even more time together and really hit it off really well. And I didn't think there was any way that this would actually happen, but we had some preliminary conversations about that, and he expressed some interest in possibly doing it. But you know, there was obviously a lot of things. He was the athletic director at Southern Illinois, where he took that program from nothing into national prominence and very well respected and liked. And he has a lot of friends and family in Southern Illinois, and so I finally said, you know, I'm going to go to Witt and see if we can create a spot here for Coach Kill and see if it's really something he'd be interested in. And so we went back and forth and talked about what it would look like and what we'd like to do. And eventually I talked to his wife, Rebecca, a little bit and what the plan was and all that sort of stuff. And he graciously agreed to come. And I think it's an unbelievable resource for all of our coaches, for all of our staff to have somebody with his credentials as somebody that's coached on both sides of the football, somebody that's obviously been a nationally recognized head coach that, I think he and I'm not comparing my career to Coach Kill's. I'm just saying I think we have similar ideas of what it should look like, and having another set of eyes there and input there for me and our coaches, I think is going to prove to be a really valuable asset.
And you talked about today, he's been a head coach, he's been an offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, he's won at all levels, but then the one thing that you really stuck to was like he'll tell the truth. And you don't want somebody just to sign off. The guy will tell you the truth about what he thinks, how he feels, and all that sort of thing. And that's certainly important.
Sure, like when I was at Memphis, I hired a guy named Daryl Dickey, who'd been a head coach at North Texas for many years. And he and I had a lot of conversations leading up to that about, listen, I'm going to ask your input and your opinion on some things, and I need you to feel okay with telling me exactly what you think and let me disseminate the information and figure out which way it goes. And if I go a different direction, you can't get your feelings hurt. And I can't get my feelings hurt if you say something that I don't like. And that's kind of the similar conversation with Coach Kill. Like, Coach, I don't need you to come in here and just slap everybody on the back and give us the old thumbs up. Like, I need us to really take a good look at a lot of things. And I need you to understand I value your input, and I'll take it in, and then we'll make decisions and move forward. And I think he's going to be really good. I know he's not afraid to speak his mind. I know that for a fact. But I think it's going to work really well.
Yeah, I was just about to say that's what people have always admired, I think, about Coach Kill, is the fact that he will tell it to you straight, and that includes when he was a head coach at multiple stops in terms of talking about his own team's performance.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, he's got a little bit of that small-town Kansas, a little bit like what I worked for Coach Patterson at TCU, straightforward. Let's try and do the best job that we can with what we've got and shoot straight.
When will he start, and what do you envision his role to be, just kind of overseeing everything and do a little bit of all?
Yeah, I mean, he'll start here shortly as soon as he can get here. Obviously, he's still wrapping up some loose ends back there. This is not a normal move. We talked about possibly doing this later, something that he really was drawn to. So I was really excited that he was ultimately willing to go ahead and come here now. So, we'll see when he finally gets here. I think it should be here this week, and looking forward to that. And, I just think you start with, a great resource for input and knowledge base of, really touching everything. I don't think there'll be a part of our program. This is certainly not an ops situation with travel and that sort of thing. This is more of, I don't think there'll be very many pieces of our program that he doesn't touch.
Talking about the addition of Jerry Kill to the Hokies football staff, kind of the news of the day announced earlier by the program as we're joined by head coach Justin Fuente. Hokies, of course, coming off their second consecutive victory, a win over Furman. We'll spend plenty of time on that during our hour here tonight, and also transition into the bye and some of the scheduling for the Hokies as well. This is Tech Talk Live, brought to you by HeartGuard. Make sure your dog is protected every month. Ask your vet about HeartGuard Plus, the real beef chew that dogs love. Haven't found a smooth way to mix that in yet. I'll work on it. On the other side, this is Tech Talk Live from Blacksburg.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Mack Weldon. I don't know about you, but I feel like shopping has become less fun over the years. I don't know if it's because I'm getting older or what, but even basic essentials, you go into the store, they might not have what you need. Sometimes the quality isn't there, and it really discourages you from going to the store. But then I found Mack Weldon, and I was blown away by how easy it was. I don't know about you, but I'm a fall person. I love fall. And so I looked around and needed some new fall shirts and hoodies, and they arrived really quick on my doorstep. And when I tried them on, I just knew I had something high quality on it. And that's the thing about Mack Weldon, is that everything they make is high quality. Not only is it easy, but in a world where quality can be scarce sometimes, but not at Mack Weldon. So try it, MackWeldon.com, and they've got everything from socks, hoodies, shirts, and that's just the start of it. They have a ton of stuff for you to look at on their website. And with your first order, you can take 20% off with the promo code COLLEGE. And you also get free shipping if you order anything over $50 or more. So Mack Weldon is better than anything you're wearing right now, guaranteed. And they're so sure that if you don't like it, you can keep it and they'll give you a full refund, no questions asked. You can find them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. It's MackWeldon.com, promo code COLLEGE.
You're listening to Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazer.
John Lazer, Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup, and head coach Justin Fuente, as we now shift gears and look back at the Hokies' second win of the season, a win over Furman. And coach, you've said many times to us, to your players, to coaches, to your own kids, I think I've heard you say it too, you're going to find yourself in tough spots in life. Football certainly mimics life in a lot of ways. Your football team found itself in a tough spot at halftime. Just your assessment as to how they got to that point, and also your level of pride in how they pulled themselves out to ultimately pick up a win.
Yeah, I mean, like, if we could just not end up, it's awesome that we pulled ourselves out of the situation, right? That's the positive. Like, the key is, how do we not find ourselves in those situations? And, I am still really proud of the way they responded, the vibe, if you will, in the locker room and the way we came out and started the second half. But, you know, we didn't play very well. I mean, Furman deserves some credit for that, and we deserve our share of blame for that. And, the thing that you get into, though, is you get in there at halftime and you can't do anything about what's already happened. All you can do something about is the future. And nobody liked it, and nobody liked the situation that we were in. But we deserved to be in that situation because of how we played. And so now it was our turn to try and rectify the situation, and that's what they went about doing.
Obviously, you played at a very high level. You've coached for years and years as an assistant and a head coach. Do you ever get a sense of, are the guys ready? How going through pregame warmups, when you the last thing you talked to them about before they head out on the field, do you ever get a sense, man, they're not ready, or they are ready, and how this thing might go?
Yeah, I think each team is different, and figuring that out is a process throughout the season. I don't know. I felt like that the guys were still anxious to play, and it wasn't like a flat warm-up. It wasn't a deal where guys were, kind of walking around, which you can kind of get sometimes when it's a little bit flat. But it also wasn't a deal where guys were out of their gourd either. You know, I've seen that before too, where guys are just – they're doing things you've never even seen them do in warm-ups. You're like, who are you? What's going on? So it wasn't – I felt okay about that. You know, we just had a hard time, finding any rhythm. I feel like there are some guys on our team that are playing for the first time, maybe more prominent roles, or playing for the first time period, that are having a hard time getting settled into playing the game, and, either pressing too much or – having a hard time with some of the basic fundamentals, not trusting their fundamentals. We've always talked about, you don't rise to the level of the competition, you fall to the level of your training. And I don't know that we've got some players that are still working on trusting that training. I mean, we saw some things from some guys that was just really poor technique, which is really unlike them. We just hadn't seen those things before. And, that's what we've got to get through. We've got to push them through that, continue to do a great job teaching, and own that part of it and recognize it and move forward so that we can eliminate those things.
Coach, earlier today you were talking to the media and you were answering a question about your quarterback, Ryan Willis, taking some criticism, and you were comparing it to your own playing career, not comparing yours to Ryan's or anything right. like that, but just essentially saying that it's one of the most exhilarating and wonderful experiences to be that impactful when it comes to having success, and on the opposite side, it can be obviously very painful when it's not. You were talking about Ryan, but as you were saying it, I was thinking that parallels coaching as well, and a lot of credit, a lot of blame, all of those things. How do you guys as coaches internalize some of that stuff and use it going forward when it's there?
Well, it's like everybody talks about the Mike Gundy rant, like I'm 40 and I'm a man, but all the coaches knew what he was saying. He was saying, we're supposed to be able to handle this. We're adults. We're married and have kids, and we've been through that stuff. We can keep things in perspective. We should be able to. If not, we've got real issues. So, for us, it's nobody likes it. Like, nobody craves it. But, it's part of the deal. And, we should keep perspective on what we're doing. What you don't want to do is have uninformed opinions influence informed opinions. You've got to make sure you keep things in perspective and continue to make decisions and work in a manner that benefits the whole. It's much harder to do when you're 18 years old. It's much harder to do. And I told our kids, I said, you guys don't understand. Like, you guys were raised with this phone. Okay, this phone is so much a bigger part of your life than it ever was mine or ever will be for me. I told them the story. I remember being a college graduate sitting at a group of friends, and they all pulled their phones out, and they showed me a text message. And I remember saying, well, nobody will ever use that, right? Like, why wouldn't you just pick up the phone and call somebody? Like, nobody's ever going to use text message. How asinine was that comment? But, for me, it's never been that big a part of my life, and it never never will be, but for our kids, they were, you know, some of them had them in elementary school, and the social part of that and the social interaction, and you know, there's the same amount of opinions in the world. There's just now a platform for those things, and trying to help our kids keep those things in perspective is very difficult. And it's the same way on the good end too. It's not just the negative end when you're not doing well. It's the same inflated opinions when things are going well. The truth is always somewhere in the middle. And to me, that's the biggest thing. Nobody, like for us, if we can't handle it, then we need to go do something else. I mean, that's part of it. And we should be old enough and mature enough to handle all that sort of stuff. But for the young people, that's where you start to get, at least I get a little defensive of our kids when I hear about those things, because I know how much that phone or those things really actually mean to those kids, when I know that it really doesn't mean very much in the big picture.
Just getting rolling with head coach Justin Fuente, as are the Hokies, three games into their season. The road leads to a bye this year, and back home again next week for Duke. We'll get into that a little bit at the tail end of our time with the head coach, but no matter where the road leads you, the miles have meaning. So stop by your neighborhood Marathon station. Marathon, fueling the American spirit. More Tech Talk Live after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
There's something out there for you. American road is calling, so what's it gonna be? Hey, it's an amazing day, traveling our own highway. No matter where it leads us, we can smile, cause there's meaning in the mile.
Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Red 18!
This season, you can share a Coke with your team on it. So I'm going to tell you how with a little help from this quarterback.
Sell it, 44!
You can share a Coke with a coach, a mascot, or an MVP.
Chili!
You can even share a Coke with your rival on game day.
Hike!
Share a Coke with a fan this season.
Ice cold! Delicious!
Hey, Hokie fans, this is Coach Fuente. Share a Coke is back for football season. When you're stocking up for game day, be sure to grab a Coke and share it with a friend. Share a Coke and go Hokies.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station. This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Good friends, great times, and Hokie wins. They always seem to come together at PK's Bar and Grill in Blacksburg. PK's, one of the most diverse menus anywhere in the valley, including our famous hot wings, pizza, pastas, sandwiches, wraps, and more. And PK's delivers right to your door starting at 11 a.m. We can also cater your next event. So visit us at pksbarandgrill.com or call us today at 552-FAST, a downtown favorite for over 25 years. Hot wings, cool times, and great pizza at PK's Bar and Grill.
With Blacksburg Physical Therapy, there's nothing holding you back. From that round of golf, that bike ride on the Huckleberry, or even jumping at a Hokies game. At Blacksburg Physical Therapy, you don't need a doctor's referral. Get direct care for whatever's keeping you on the sideline. Blacksburg Physical Therapy has proudly served the NRV for 25 years with the best muscle and joint specialists. Locations in Blacksburg, Christiansburg, and Radford. Call today, 540-951-2703, or visit blacksburgptonline.com. Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better.
This is Tech Talk Live, your place for all things Hokies. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues with head coach Justin Fuente and is brought to you tonight by Ideal Cabinets, celebrating their 50th year in the custom cabinetry business. Follow their Facebook page and post your favorite Virginia Tech game photo with the hashtag Ideal50 for a chance to win the grand prize of a $200 gift card, or visit them online at idealcabinets.com for more information. Here is the Hall of Famer, Mike Burnham.
All right, Coach, how about Keyshawn King? Just mention him a little bit. Talk about his game, the second half that he had, and were you privy to what he was telling his offensive linemen at halftime about kind of getting them fired up, get to the next level, get to the linebackers, and just the second half that he had? And he talked about how he had to have more patience. Are you a guy that coaches running backs like that, or just let him go?
Yeah, no, I didn't. I wasn't privy to the pep talk or the direction that Keyshawn was giving the offensive line. But I do know this: everybody really likes Keyshawn. You know, he's got this something special about him from a personality standpoint. He's always got a huge smile on his face, always very happy. It was great to see him have some success. I mean, he really – you think about the start of the second half, the defense gets a stop, gives up a first down, then gets a stop. They punt the ball down there basically somewhere back in our own end. And Keyshawn breaks like three or four tackles on the first play for like a 10 or 12-yard run. And then on the second play, busts a long run, makes a guy miss, and then ran out of gas. He told me that, he's like, Coach, when you break that many tackles, you get really tired really quick. That's what he told me. But it was really fun, because we see him. We know he's coming. You know what I mean? Like, we know he's coming along, and we know he's continuing to get better and improve. And it was fun to see him go give us a spark. You know, he is different. You know, he is at a different speed, quickness, elusiveness, tough running that was on display there.
He made some big plays, as did Trey Turner. Of course, we've taken to calling him Big Play Trey. He made one that became a big play the other way, and you were talking about it after the game, but I was hoping you would expand upon it. You had to get him back up, but then when you did, he made two of the biggest plays of the game.
Yeah, I mean, Trey is such a – you know, when we make something important, it becomes important to Trey. And so taking care of the ball is a big deal, and it's very important to Trey. Trey views himself as – and he is – a very good practice player. He's becoming a very good leader. Not only is he talented, but he's got great leadership skills that are blossoming. And when he goes and fumbles on a relatively routine play that should have been like an 8 or 9 yard gain, and we should have gone up and played the next play, because it was on the heels of another Keyshawn run for about 15 yards. Like, we're going to get a little something going here and quit messing around. And then he fumbles, so he takes that to heart, and so he comes over to the sideline, and he's tore up about it. I mean, it's visibly upsetting to him, and immediately as a coach, you're like, well, you know, we need Trey back and going. So I just tried to talk to him a little bit about it. We know as coaches, it's important to you. You've proved that time and time again. Okay, so. You know, it's when we get upset is when we feel like you don't feel like this is important. And so, Trey, you don't have to prove that to us, okay? But we, you know, this team and your teammates need you to kind of go face the music and go back out there and go play. And, I tried to lighten the mood a little bit once I got him kind of up and looking at me and just told him, like, you know, I've thrown a lot more interceptions than you have fumbled in my career. So relax and go play. And he kind of kind of gave me a look like, I can't believe you said that, Coach, and then went out there and really played his tail off. So just happy for him that he can respond. It's a good lesson. I still want us to hold on to the football, but you can't go in the tank, you know, if something bad happens. You got to be able to bounce back.
You look at the defense, Coach. He only gave up, 230 yards. Did a pretty good job in that regard. The sudden change, though, if you don't have those two, I mean, they got 83 yards off of those two series there for the sudden change. So I know Bud was a little disappointed in that, but overall, the defensive line came up with some big plays.
Well, we had to dominate the line of scrimmage in that game because of their skill. I think they're really good skill players. The quarterback is a good player. 89 is a very good player. We felt like that was important. And I do feel better in that we are able to play, you know, if we can get Tywan Garbutt back, we're going to be able to play more people on the defensive line. And I don't know that there's an all-star out there, but there's eight guys that are playing really hard and that are working hard and trying to improve, and that's giving us a chance moving forward. So I was pleased with that. We do have to handle the sudden change part of it. You know, we're not so talented that in any part of the game that we can ease up at all. We have to be at peak performance when we're out there, and sometimes you're called upon to be at peak performance when you didn't expect it, and we have to be able to get back to that level when those types of things happen.
Tech Talk Live tonight with head coach Justin Fuente. We're recapping the Hokies' second win of the year, a victory over Furman. We'll keep it on the defensive side of the ball. On the other side, we'll also keep half a glance on the Duke Blue Devils, of course, coming into town after the bye week. We do all of that after these across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
If you're a Hokies fan, you've got an appetite for winning. And if you're a Smithfield fan, you've got an appetite for our flavorful hickory smoked bacon and our deliciously versatile anytime favorites ham. As a proud sponsor of Virginia Tech football, we invite you to start every game day with a hearty Smithfield breakfast. It's the protein-packed way to get your morning started and prepare yourself for another victory. So fire up, Hokie Nation, and remember, flavor hails from Smithfield.
Looking for some quality dining options? Come try First in Maine. Try the delicious cuisines of Bowl & Bones, Saki House, or Avellino's. Afterwards, you can satisfy your sweet tooth with some frozen treats at Frosty Pairing. Buy the newest VT apparel at Alumni Hall to prepare for football season. Don't forget to check out Joseph A. Banker Talbots for your other clothing needs. Whatever it may be, First in Maine will help you make this fall the best one yet. First in Maine, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
Solutions, service, sustainability. That's First Bank and Trust Company's Agriculture Division. Hi, this is Gene Copenhaver. For over three decades, we provided rural America with innovative financial products and ag industry experts to bring growth, ingenuity, and experience to the markets we serve. That's probably why we're ranked among the top agriculture lenders in the nation. We take pride in becoming true partners to every aspect of your agribusiness enterprise. We're there for you because we're your agribusiness bank for life. Member FDIC.
Your Hokie headquarters is Tech Talk Live. Once again, here's John Lazor.
Tech Talk Live continues in Blacksburg. Hokies enter first of two bye weeks they'll enjoy on the season. We'll talk a little bit about what that schedule will entail, turning into a Friday night affair with the Duke Blue Devils. A little bit later on as well, we'll have a special guest, the executive director of the Hokie Club. Bill Lansden is with us to talk about the drive for 25-day blitz. We'll do that at the tail end of Tech Talk Live tonight. Coach, we were focusing on the defensive side of the ball, and if you were watching that side of the ball on Saturday, you couldn't help but notice number 22. He was all over the field. We've seen that coming a little bit, including the Old Dominion game, but it was really a coming-out party for him against Furman. What allowed that to be the case, and just for people that aren't familiar with his style of play, why wasn't it all that surprising to you?
Well, Chamari Connor just continues to improve. You know, I think all the way back to his high school film where he was just a physical presence on the field all the time. And, that can translate into college, but you have to get more comfortable with what you're doing and play anticipatory football in order to do that. And he's getting to that level now of being a little more of a physical presence on the field because he's just getting more and more comfortable. I thought it was pretty cool, and I showed the whole team this on Sunday. It was versus ODU. He had a couple blitz opportunities. We didn't make the sack. One where he didn't defeat the block very well. Like he was picked up by a back, and he didn't really combat the block. And Coach Hamilton, taught off of that. And here we have 7 days later, him in the same situation, physically dominating the back, getting to the quarterback. And the message to the team is this is how to accept coaching. You know, Chamari didn't go in the tank because Jayham corrected him and tried to teach him how to do something better. He didn't take it as a critical assault. He took it as this coach really wants me to improve, and he put it into action, and here it is, visual evidence of him doing what we're asking him to do and then having success. I thought it was a cool teaching moment for our entire team. But you're right. Shamari was all over the place, just a really good tackler. He's going to have to wrap up a little bit more. Like, he's a little more of a thud tackler right now. He's got to do a little better job. But he had some open field tackles. He was a physical presence and really, really played well.
And that fumble, I know Dax Holyfield got some of the credit for that as well, but it was really his play that tilted the game for good. I know there was some tense moments after, but that really gave you guys
momentum.
That
was, defense got to start second half. Defense got to stop. Offense went down and scored. Defense comes out, forces a fumble. Offense goes down and scored, just like that. Really big momentum and started to create some of the turnovers that we're looking for, that we're trying to create on that side of the ball. And it was a really good hustle play by Dax, chasing the ball, delivering the hit that ultimately jarred the ball free and then kind of set everything off.
Speaking of all over the place, their kicker, Grayson Atkins, pretty good. He kicked the ball away from you guys on the punts, on the kickoffs. He did a really good job. He was spraying them all over the place. But what was going through your mind with the onside kick there and the penalty and all that? Just kind of walk through that scenario and how you were a little uncomfortable.
Well, you're always uncomfortable when the hands team's on the field. We work it, and our kids, for the most part, executed it pretty well. Like, the kick was – to say it was unique would be an understatement. Like, if we knew the ball was going to be kicked in that manner, we could have done a better job preparing our kids for that type of kick. I've never seen it before in many years of coaching. Our special teams coordinator's never seen it before. But it was on its side, and my initial thought was, there's no way it's going 10 yards. I hope it doesn't hit one of our guys. That was my initial thought. And then all of a sudden, it was as if it picked up speed and then all of a sudden it got to 10 yards, and I think that kind of caught Hezekiah by surprise and tried to get on the ball, and then they recovered it, and they were called for a blocking before the ball went 10 yards or before, which is being reviewed. They're going to talk about it in the league about whether it was a right call or not. I'm not sure, but it was an interesting turn of events, to say the least.
Well, going back to what you were just saying, though, about Jamari Connor, I think I said it, I hoped I did, on the broadcast this way. Rarely in football and in life do you get an immediate second opportunity. Hezekiah Grimsley did. He did that waffle boomerang kick almost exactly the same way, and Hezzy pounced on it the second time.
Yeah, well, the second time it was like Hezzy said, to heck with this. Like, I'm not giving this any chance. We're jumping on this right now, and was more aggressive to the ball. And like I said, as a coach, you look at it and think, what could I have done to help us out there? And, I'm not sure we'd ever – I know we've never drilled that type of kick, and Hezzy was kind of in no man's land there, but it was good to see him go be aggressive to the ball on the second opportunity.
Coach Justin Fuente is with us. We've got him for one more segment tonight on Tech Talk Live. We'll spend that talking about what the Hokies will be spending their time doing in advance of Duke, including this week's bye week. We do that next as Tech Talk Live continues from Blacksburg.
It's almost game time, Hokie fans, and you know what that means. Tailgating, drinks, and cheers to football. But before you head to Lane Stadium, we encourage you to always plan a safe and sober ride. It's simple. Whether you call a taxi, find an Uber, Lyft, or simply have a designated driver, a solid game plan is key. So now the only question is, what's yours? Visit whatsyourgameplan.org to sign the Safe Driving Pledge and learn all about the dangers of drunk driving. That's whatsyourgameplan.org.
Awaken the possibilities. Build an identity. Define a culture.
One-handed catch by Turner! Touchdown!
Let them know who we are. What we're here for. The time is now. Let's go. Experience Lane Stadium this fall. Tickets on sale now. Visit Hokiesports.com.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
You're hearing it from the source, head coach Justin Fuente. For more with the head Hokie, here's John Lazor.
John Lazor, Hall of Famer Mike Burnup and head coach Justin Fuente. One more segment with the head coach, and then we'll have a special guest from the Hokie Club. Bill Lansden is with us to close out Tech Talk Live here tonight as well. It's time for Are You Ready for Game Day, brought to you by Smithfield. Smithfield has all your game day needs covered, whether you are tailgating at Lane Stadium or following the Hokies at home. Coach, we don't have a game to prepare for necessarily this week, although I know you guys will do a little of that. But I was hoping you'd fill folks in. This bye week coming as early as it is and being the first of two changes the dynamic a little, including the fact that you're able to practice quite a bit more than maybe you would if it was in week eight per se.
Yeah, well, we've got more, you know, sometimes when you have those late bye weeks, you're just trying to get guys back so you can go. Like, you may practice with all the red shirts or something and give the older guys off, but we'll have a couple guys we'll protect, particularly early in the week. The guys have taken a lot of reps, but we're going to go get after it Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday and Wednesday will be really focused on ourselves, some things we need to work on both sides of the ball and in special teams, and evaluate some guys, continue to try and bring them along, particularly in the kicking game, to see if we can get some help. We know we're going to need them as the season goes along. Then Thursday, we'll turn our attention a little bit more in practice towards Duke. We'll still do some good versus good, but we'll turn our attention towards Duke. Friday, we won't practice with kids to lift and run, and Saturday they'll have off. Sunday morning, we'll be back at it getting ready for the Friday game. Coaches will go on the road recruiting. Some will leave on Thursday. Everybody will be on the road on Friday.
What are your early impressions of Duke and especially their quarterback, Quentin Harris, who's just a brilliant kid, been in that program for a long time and finally getting his chance to play?
Yeah, they're doing some unique stuff. They're running some triple option stuff. They've been very productive. You can tell. Like, I really thought last year was going to be the year for Duke. I really did. Just watching them in my couple years coming through, but they had an incredible amount of injuries on the defensive side of the ball particularly. But as of right now, this looks like, you know, the best Duke team that we've seen since we've been here. I'm talking about personnel, big and athletic and always well coached. So it's going to be a heck of a test for us.
Coach, you mentioned that you'll use some of this time to evaluate guys in terms of their usage going forward. I would imagine Jeremy Webb is one of those guys. You obviously continue to monitor Damon Hazelton. You mentioned Tywan Garbutt, hopefully getting him back, and some of the other guys, they're all a part of that mix.
Yeah, I hope that we can get a couple guys back healthy. You know, Tywan's one that we haven't had since really early in the first game. We got a couple offensive linemen that we'd like to get back healthy, and Zachariah and TJ. It was good to get Quillen back moving around. But, you know, Jeremy Webb's a guy that we need to continue to work to bring along, and particularly in the kicking game, trying to get him back. Damon's another guy that hasn't even dressed out yet. Well, maybe dressed out for the first game, but hasn't stepped on the field. He's a guy that we've got to get, you know, back going and back healthy, ready to go. So we've got plenty of work to do. And then plenty of young guys that we're going to need, you know, with that four-game kind of buffer with a handful of those guys. Like, we're hoping to kind of continue to save them and push them back and develop them through the two bye weeks we have so that we can use them when we're a little bit thinner at the end of the year.
Speaking of young guys, how about Caleb Smith on when Keyshawn made that long run? Does that guy have another gear or what?
He's got an unbelievable
stride to get down there and was really in front of him almost, and he almost like was part of the tackle.
Yeah, well, he was trying our new high screen block that we've implemented because of the blindside block rule. Like, we actually teach and have a drill where you try and cut the guy off and throw your hands up in the air. We call it high screen. I don't know if that's a basketball term or not, but I know you're not allowed to really smack those guys anymore. Now, he's got to get in front of the guy a little bit better before he tries it. But what a great hustle play. I mean, he was really, really moving to go get caught up there and help Keyshawn out.
There was another instance involving Keyshawn King as well where Brian Hudson was doing a great job trying to get downfield, and Keyshawn kind of cut into him. I did get him to admit after the game that he ran into him, and had it not been for that, he was going the whole distance.
Yeah, well, that's very well may have been true. Like, we ran a little screen out there, and it's one of those deals where when he catches it, you just start drooling. You think this is going to be highlight reel material. And then Brian, lost his block and was looping back around and ran right into Keyshawn, made a nice tackle.
Well, just Coach, what you want.
Well, yeah. Coach, we are on a little bit of short time tonight. We thank you for your time. We can't let you get out of here without having some fun with Fu. We've got your parents here, and it's also birthday week in the Fuente house for your middle daughter, and as I understand it, that puts you in a whole different role as a game warden over wiffle ball and some other activities.
I'm pretty fired up that, you know, you always want to know, you're always curious what they want to do, and sometimes it's for the girls that have, you know, Charlotte's got a summer birthday, so it's usually centered around the swimming pool or whatever, but Caroline wants to go play wiffle ball and kickball with her friends, and that means that I get to be in charge of the game, so I'm pretty fired up about that. So.
Ooh, referee.
Yeah. Well, I'm playing. So.
Just don't hurt them.
I'm looking forward to it.
Mr. Wiffle Ball.
I'm looking forward to the videos that might come out of that of you kicking one over everybody's head. Coach, as always, man, we appreciate you. We appreciate you for being here, and we will look forward to talking to you next week more about the Duke Blue Devils then.
You bet. Thank you.
Head coach Justin Fuente on his way out as Tech Talk Live. Not done for the night tonight. It's going to be a big week for Hokie athletics as a whole. We dive into that on the other side with a special guest joining us from the Hokie Club, Executive Director Bill Lansden, with us on the other side of this pause across the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
Hi, this is Mike Burnup for The Edge, trendy and modern student living next to Tech's campus. The Edge, 2, 3, and 4 bedroom apartments and townhomes come with all utilities included and individual leases. Plus, each resident has a private suite complete with bath and walk-in closet and incredible amenities including lightning quick Wi-Fi and a resort-style heated pool, to name a few. And best of all, The Edge is just steps from campus. Visit vtcampusedge.com. Live at The Edge, right across from the Virginia Tech campus.
Start your spring off right by taking a trip to First and Main. Whether it's stopping for a bite to eat at McLean's or stocking up for that fishing trip at Matt Hagen Outdoors, First and Main is bound to have the place to fit your needs. Go see that newest movie at the only IMAX theater in the region at Paragon Theaters. But don't forget to stop by Blacksburg Eye Associates to grab your newest pair of glasses beforehand. Whatever you want, First and Main has got it. First and Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
G&H Appliance, the appliance experts, have been a winning team since 1969. That's 50 years of great service throughout the area. We offer the best prices on top products from Maytag, Whirlpool, KitchenAid, and more. We also offer expertise to help you find the best appliance for your budget. Come see our showroom on Roanoke Street in Christiansburg. Visit us online at gnhappliance.com or call us at 540-382-7500. G&H Appliance, celebrating 50 years of service. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better.
The Pete Dye River Course has a spectacular clubhouse and outdoor deck to host special parties, weddings, or casual get-togethers. Preston's at the River Course provides exceptional options for dining and catered events. Whether it's business lunch, golf break, or a night out, we're casual, friendly, and delicious. Come enjoy the great atmosphere and world-class golf at the Pete Dye River Course. Visit our Facebook page for more details or call 1-888-PETE-DYE. That's 1-888-PETE-DYE for reservations.
Have a question? Tweet it to @LaysVT. Now back to McLean's at First and Main and your host, John Lazer.
Tech Talk Live continues from McLean's at First and Main, but we switch gears as we close out Tech Talk Live over the next couple of segments. But we close it out talking about something that's just beginning, and that is the Drive for 25-Day Blitz. We do that with the executive director of the Hokie Club and fellow Vikings mourner today, Bill Lansden. We'll get into that in just a minute, Bill, but let's talk about why you came here. And that's a big thing coming up. You guys did this last year, and of course the Drive for 25 has been so successful already, taking you from just shy of 10,000 members to nearly 16,000, but the work continues. Last year was a one-day deal, and it was almost kind of a call-a-thon, and everyone was in the office, and it was hugely successful. Going to be a little bit different this year. Explain to folks what that means and when it starts.
Yeah, so it's going to be the 25th again, staying with that theme. But because the Duke game is on Friday night, the 27th, we thought, why don't we go 2.5 days? And so it begins on noon on the 25th, same format as last year. We're going to have a lot of emphasis on people donating to different programs, whether it's soccer or baseball, football, men's basketball. But then on Friday, we're actually going to be extremely aggressive in the parking lots and then during the game. So we're actually going to have teams of two or three, upwards of 20 of these teams going to all the parking lots, walking up to a tailgate. Like Jim Grove will have 100 people there. And we're going to walk up, at least 100, and we're going to walk up, and Jim's going to say, well, I've got this guy, and this guy. Here's $25, here's $25. So we are going to do that. And we think there is ample opportunity to sign up literally hundreds and even thousands of people during that 3 to 6 hour period.
So the logistics, just talk a little bit about that. Where are these people coming from that are going to be going through the parking lots and all that sort of thing?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. So we have, besides our staff, a lot of volunteers from the athletic department, a lot of volunteers from university advancement. We have about 50 volunteers who are going to help us go around and talk to people. And we have the ability to take checks, take cash, and take credit cards. And we think it's just a really good opportunity. Look, I know that everybody wants to be 3-0 and win every game 70-0. I completely understand that. But this initiative is beyond just one sport. This is about the future of the Hokie Club. It's about the future of the athletic department. And we have a great opportunity between the 25th and 27th to maybe get up to 20,000 members, which would be tremendous.
Talk about some of the success stories that you had last year with this, Bill, because you were on with us right before, and again, it was the one-day blitz last year, but I remember just seeing some of the individual programs that immediately benefited from this blitz day.
We did. John, it's a great question. So what happened was we have about 15 head coaches, and about six of them were extremely aggressive during that time period. And they brought their staff, their players, and they actually called people. And they picked up upwards of $25,000 to $40,000 to go into their program. This year what's happened is that the other 8 to 9 head coaches get it. And now they're calling saying, well, when can our players have access to phones? And so we think it's going to be even more successful with all the different programs. So it's going to be very beneficial to everybody.
Speaking of beneficial, how about Coach Beamer and what he's been able to do? He's kind of the face of that drive for 25, his number and all that sort of thing.
Frank is the he's the outlier of current head coaches, FBS, men's basketball, meaning he would do anything at any time if you ask him. And for him to sacrifice what he's done for us to use his name and likeness, and then he's been extremely aggressive. In fact, David Ever and I are going to see him tomorrow to ask him for a favor. So, So if Coach is listening, he needs to get ready. But Coach Beamer is the face of this, and I think that is extremely appropriate because, again, what we're doing is not just one sport. It's about all Hokie athletics.
Well, remind folks, Bill, if you will, and again, Bill Lansden is with us, the voice that you're hearing, executive director of the Hokie Club. We're gearing you up on 9/25 for the beginning of a 2.5-day Hokie blitz, drive for 25-day blitz that'll lead into the Duke game. And as you've outlined, there will be people going through the parking lots and the tailgates. But for those that want to be proactive and don't want to rely on running into one of them, how can they get involved immediately? What's the best avenue to do that?
So beginning at noon on the 25th, you can go to driveforTwentyFive.com. It's that simple. And you can get on there and you can decide where you want to donate. There's a page for every sport. There's a page for sports medicine. And there's a page for the Leadership Institute. And if you want to donate to those programs, it's great. You can join for as little as $25. And it's just a wonderful opportunity to, again, support the Hokie Club, support Hokie Athletics. And then if you just want to give, I shouldn't say just, but if you want to give to the scholarships, you can also do that. So all the money we raise unrestricted goes to pay for our scholarships for all of our student athletes.
All right, Bill, one more time. That's driveFor25.com. Starts next Wednesday. And, again, volunteers will be going through the parking lots. We hope that it is hugely successful for the Hokie Club, obviously, and athletics as a whole. As we let you get out of here on this one, Bill, how did Kirk Cousins throw that ball yesterday?
Well, I was watching that with one of my kids, and he threw the ball, and I'm going, well, he's throwing it out of bounds. And then the Green Bay jumps up and catches it, and my daughter said, don't cuss, Dad. I said, okay, I won't cuss, but it was.
But you were thinking it, weren't you?
I was thinking it inside my head. I was.
I didn't have one of these headsets on at the time. Bill Lansden, the executive director of the Hokie Club, we hope everyone will be extremely active during that period and before, if need be, as well. Thanks for all that you do, Bill. We appreciate it, man.
Thank you. Thanks, John and Mike.
Bill Lanza joining us here on Tech Talk Live. Not quite done. Mike and I come back on the other side, get you set for the bye week. Final thoughts on Furman, and we preview the Duke Blue Devils a little bit. We do all of that in our final couple of moments of Tech Talk Live tonight from McLean's at 1st and Main.
Right now, you can get 5 cents off every gallon of fuel every day. That's 5 cents off every gallon with Make It Count rewards from Marathon. Plus, you can earn points for additional savings on fuel, airfare, hotels, and more. It's quick and easy to join. Just visit makeitcount.com/radio or download the free app. So start saving today with Make It Count from Marathon. Offer valid only at participating Marathon locations. Marathon, fueling the American spirit.
Virginia 529, the official college savings plan of the Virginia Tech Hokies, is giving fans the chance to win a college savings starter account. Visit virginia529.com/win for your chance at $529 to kick off your savings. Additional contributions made are taxed advantage, and savings can be used at many public and private colleges close to home or outside of Virginia. Learn more and enter to win today at virginia529.com/win.
More of Tech Talk Live following this time out for your local station.
This is the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College.
All season long, when the Hokies win, get 40% off pizzas the next day at PapaJohns.com. Just use the online promo code TECH40 and get 40% off all regular menu price online pizzas the day after a Hokies win. Just like that. Order from your independently owned and operated Papa John's using the online promo code TECH40 at PapaJohns.com. When the Hokies win, you win. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. Valid online only at participating Papa John's locations. Not valid with other discounts. Delivery fee and taxes extra and are not subject to discount offer.
You've looked and looked for that perfect home and can't find one with all the bells and whistles you want. So you've decided to build. First Bank and Trust Company can help you finance the construction of a new home so you can afford to build your home from the ground up. Once your house is built, we can finance your permanent mortgage also. So all you need to do is get started on that house you've always dreamed of, and we'll help make it a reality. We're doing what it takes to make life easier. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifications apply. As for details.
Tech Talk Live continues and concludes from McLean's at 1st and Main. That one always surprises me each and every week. One of these weeks I'll get used to it. John Lazor alongside Tech Hall of Famer Mike Burnup. We send our thanks again to head coach Justin Fuente and the executive director of the Hokie Club, Bill Lansden, for joining us. Certainly exciting week ahead for Virginia Tech athletics as a whole as that number continues to rise towards 25,000. But, Mike, we'd be glossing over the obvious if we said there wasn't some unrest right now coming off the win over Furman. A win is a win in all of those things. But as Coach Fuente has identified, there is that level of execution that this team needs to get to, and we're hoping that the bye has hit at the right time for that.
Well, you hope so. I mean, there's a lot of guys that are banged up, and you'd love to get guys like Damon Hazleton back. He's such a big part of this team and led the team in receiving last year. So that's a huge piece of the puzzle that's missing. You know, the way they started out last week was certainly disappointing. You look at those first six possessions, and they had two punts, two turnovers, a field goal, then a missed field goal. I mean, it just wasn't a pretty half. Four penalties, I think, had two or three sacks. It wasn't very pretty. But, and a lot of the fans left. And even Foo said, you know, that wasn't really pleasant to look at. But, you know, the way they were able to gather themselves early in the third quarter, and Keyshawn King was a big part of that. They scored those two touchdowns in the span of less than 2 minutes. Certainly shows what they're capable of. They're still waiting to put together a 60-minute game. And I think when you do that, this team's got a chance to be pretty good. There's so much young talent on there. You know, you got all kinds of receivers. Keyshawn King has been great. Think about Tavion Robinson. I mean, there's a lot of talent on this team. And they just got to kind of put it together, you know. Ryan Willis has got to be smarter with the football and protect the ball. And I think once they do that, they'll continue to get better. And what a better way to start when you back to ACC play.
Yeah, back to ACC play with a night game in Blacksburg, and all of these conversations, of course, will lead to that game against the Blue Devils, who opened with Alabama. You throw that away as an outlier a little bit. Blue Devils have been pretty impressive before they come in here.
They have, and Quentin Harris is really good. You know, he's a dual-threat quarterback. He can run. He's so smart and so intelligent. He stood behind Daniel Jones all those years, and I think he's exactly what Coach Cut needs, and he's a dangerous guy, and so he's throwing the ball well. They're coming off a big win. They got an open date this week as well, so they'll be ready to go.
One broadcast promotes another. Mike and I will pick up that conversation, talk plenty of Duke tomorrow as we drop, that's the proper technology or terminology, a brand new Hokie Pod tomorrow afternoon earlier in the week with Mike and I. We'll record that across town, and that will be available. Our thanks again to head coach Justin Fuente and to Bill Lansden, along with our producer Trevor Williams, doing an outstanding job running the show back in North Carolina as well. For all of them, I'm John Laser. Thanks for being with us. Thanks for being Hokies.
Make sure to prepare yourself for the year by shopping at First & Main. Whether it's buying some furniture for your apartment at Ashley Home Store or some back-to-school clothes from Loft at Alumni Hall, your options are endless. After shopping, you can enjoy Mexican food at El Rodeo, delicious sushi at Saki House, or stop by one of our many other great choices. Don't forget to drop by Runabout Sports and Five Star Nutrition to help prepare you for the best workouts. Follow First & Main on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for great deals this year. First & Main, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics.
Going to the dentist is fun, said no one ever. The old uncomfortable chairs, the scary sights and sounds, the inconvenient hours, it's all a big hassle. Real Life Dental in downtown Blacksburg has created the wow experience we all really want. They have evening and Saturday hours to fit your busy schedule, the latest in modern technology, and several sedation options to make your visit comfortable. Real Life Dental is the preferred dental office of the Virginia Tech Hokies. Check them out online at reallifedental.com.
You've been listening to Tech Talk Live on the Virginia Tech Sports Network from Learfield, IMG College. Join us each Monday night throughout the season and talk Virginia Tech sports. Tech Talk Live has been presented by Blacksburg Physical Therapy. Get to better. CMG Leasing. Visit btcampusedge.com to find out how you can live at the edge. Smithfield. Flavor hails from Smithfield. First Bank and Trust, the bank that puts you first. First & Main Blacksburg, the official entertainment destination of Virginia Tech Athletics. G&H Appliance, nobody does it better. Real Life Dental, located in Kent Square in downtown Blacksburg. Find your smile. Papa John's Pizza. Order online today at papajohns.com. Independently owned and operated in Virginia since 1992. The Pete Dye River Course, where Hokies play. And by PK's Bar and Grill. It's where friends and good times meet. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Virginia Tech Sports Network.